of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is John Quirk, for many years with the CIA. Now he has his own business. But he does do a great deal of traveling. He's just back from almost a year over in Turkey. We asked him to come on to give us a perspective of what's really going on in the world, information you're not going to get through the regular sources of information. So rather than hear me talk, which you do every morning, let's go to John Quirk. Good morning, John. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Nice to be with you, Stan. God bless you. Happy Easter.
And you, as you as well. So what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I think one of the things we should talk about are probably the new goals of the National Security Council as it pertains to new targeting, and what it means is our relations with Russia, China, in Islam. I guess we could start with Russia first. What's happening with Russia, I think it's important for the American people to know, is that we now have an institutionalization of an adversarial relationship with Russia. It's not going to go away. I used to say the relationship after 1991 when Russia fell, when the Soviet Union fell, was based on four C's. Competition, cooperation, crisis, and conflict. I think you can throw cooperation out the window. Putin has seen the weakness of Obama's foreign policy and Obama's National Security Council, and he is already institutionalizing what's going to happen. And let me just pull out my crystal ball for a minute, because I spent a lot of time in Russia. And I know a lot of Russians, and I spent a lot of my career working on Russian issues. Putin now has plans to take over the eastern part of the Ukraine. And the United States is not going to be able to do anything about it except possibly institute more sanctions. What Putin wants is this. He wants to get most of the old republics back, or use subversion in those republics for trade and commerce. Let me give you an example. In Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, he's already got the former KGB called the FSB starting to use subversion in those places, okay? Either by recruiting people in the government or trying to start fake political parties that would get him a democratically elected pro-Russian government. As far as his bullying tactics, like he's using in Ukraine, he has plans to do the same thing in Moldova, in other parts of this, of what was the Soviet Union, including Armenia, which I know well, Georgia, which he started during the Bush administration, and even in Poland, where he's already recruiting former members of the Communist Party, the Polish Communist Party, to open up trade relations. So he perceives the United States as weak, tired of war, and that we have a weak president, a weak Secretary of State, a weak National Security Council, and he's going to take as many opportunities as he possibly can. A friend of mine who's a lawyer at CIA recently told me, he said, John, you have to understand, Wall Street is not against Russia, and they weren't against the Soviet Union. Well, what he meant by that is that our military-industrial complex will benefit by an adversarial relationship with Russia. That means we would have more airplanes, more debt, more jobs, more employment in the various states. And if you look at even the members of Congress, they're not raising up too much of a fuss about what Putin is doing in the Ukraine. The other thing that's happening is that where Putin may shoot himself in the foot, a lot of Russians that want to embrace democracy do not like what Putin is doing. Now, the Russians in the Ukraine may like it, or in Moldova, because they want to become part of the Russia. But there's a lot of Russian capital flight already leaving Russia. People are moving their money to the United States. They're moving their money to England. They're buying up houses in Germany, where I was just at. They're buying up the Riviera. They're investing all over the world. And they do not like what Putin is doing because they fear instability from an economic and military sense. Now, the other thing that Putin is doing, in reaching out, he's planning to build a new mega base. This is not a secret, in Venezuela, one in Nicaragua. He's building a new base in Cuba and listening stations. And he's squeezing the Venezuelans because the Russians will not accept Bolivars. The country is in such desperate shape. So he's basically going to lease the Russians almost free a base in Venezuela. The Chinese are taking actually over a state in Venezuela that's full of oil and gas, nickel, tin, gold, and diamonds because they're owed so much for Chinese equipment and Chinese commerce that the Venezuelans have given them. So both the Russians and the Chinese are exploiting the weakness of American foreign policy in Latin America. And so that part of the institutionalization is it's here. It's not going to go away. You're going to start to see a lot of rhetoric, but the bottom line is the United States won't do anything. We won't take military action. Maybe we'll set up a few bases. We'll ship them a few airplanes. But Putin is going to win this round over the next 5 years.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to think about, but I think you're absolutely right. I don't think that we're going to do anything to stop what's going on over there. And I can't help in my own mind wonder, you know, is there anything else going on behind the scenes that we really don't know about? For instance, our military-industrial complex working with their military-industrial complex. Because right now, the one thing we need a reason to start producing things. What better would justification for mass production of military equipment than either a war or the threat of a war? Do you foresee a conflict coming between America and Russia?
I think that there's going to be flash points, but I think that what you're going to see basically is exactly what happened with the Munich Agreement. And
hold
with
that, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment right there at the American Institute.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060. Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free new vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Well, Dr. Stan back there, our guest this morning, John Burke. And, of course, I was asking John, we may be having economic problems here. How are we going to get the industry working? Well, how about a war? And after all, that's a very effective means of opening up the factories. And John was saying, well, he thought it would be more like a Munich agreement. John, you pick up the thought.
Well, I think when you look at the context of our national security policy and Russia's national security policy and China's national security policy, our three main threats or adversaries slash enemies will be Russia, China, and radical Islam. And then you can add a fourth one, and that's the potential of domestic terrorism starting. And let me just explain about Russia. Russia, between 91 and a few years ago, their military was very down. Putin believes by the year 2021, he will have the largest, strongest military in the world. He's developing new ships. He's developing new submarines, new airplanes, new aircraft carriers. He's expanding cyber, and he's building up the Russian army with new equipment and training. And they're basically going to be probably equal or somewhat less than the United States. So that's
well, what about China?
Because
China's doing the same thing.
Well, here's the thing. When you ask about are we going to have a war with Russia, it's unlikely. We are more likely to have a conflict with China, and let me explain why. We are basically being driven out of the Middle East. We're losing Turkey. We let the Russians play us on Syria. The negotiations over nuclear things are not going well with Iran. We've managed to offend the Saudis. When Obama was there, they hardly talked to him. He was there less than 8 hours. We've offended the Israelis, who are building up their country even stronger than they already are. We've lost faith with people in NATO. We've lost faith with some of the former Soviet republics that were pro-American. And in the Middle East, nobody knows what's going to happen with Jordan, with Lebanon. Al-Qaeda is on the rise, and we're basically being driven out of the Middle East. So our solution, Obama's solution, is to move into the Pacific Asia sphere. And the problem with that is we've just signed an agreement with the Philippines to go back into Subic Bay and build a huge port. So we're starting an old Cold War containment policy against the Chinese, and the Chinese are not going to stand for it. Now, what is the big flashpoint? The flashpoint is going to be who is going to get that oil in the Spratly Islands. Those are a group of islands off the coast of the Philippines near Vietnam and pretty far south of China. Taiwan, China, the Philippines, Singapore, and Vietnam claim them. The Philippines have a base there now with the United States backing them up. But here's the future of the world, if you will. There's going to be two great energy superpowers. Russia, we all know about their energy and what they can do to Europe. They supply natural gas and some oil and through all their pipelines through the Ukraine to Germany and so on. And the United States, which thank God is going to be energy independent in a couple of years. But the big superpower that has no energy is China. So they need energy. Now they're getting some from a pipeline through Uzbekistan, but they need energy. Right now they are topped off. They have energy reservoirs and reserves, and they're buying up as much energy from Venezuela from as much as they can, but they need that oil in the Spratly Islands, and that's where there's a greater chance of a conflict. And to back my theory up, the Chinese are expanding, not now with the Blue Water Navy, but they're expanding with a possible EMP attack or cyber warfare that's been going on for some time. Now, what is going to be the catalyst? I believe the catalyst is that the United States is going to be too aggressive in Asia Pacific, where we probably should be continuing to foster trade and relations and pay down our debt. Don't forget, we don't talk about it a lot anymore, but we owe the Chinese billions of dollars, okay? So Putin is a real statesman, getting back to Russia. He sees an opportunity to get back many of his former republics, to poke the United States into the Mideast. He's got a base now in the Crimea, which he took over. He's got a base in Syria because we backed down. And as a result, okay, he is going to try to dominate his part of the world, which is basically the following. Undermine and destroy NATO, marginalize the U.S. in the Mideast, make better relations with China, and let the Chinese come in conflict with the United States. So if you look at all the blogs today, not just the conservative or the right-wing blogs, but even some of the liberal and leftist-leaning blogs, they all agree that Obama's foreign policy, one item after another, is a disaster. You've got people at all the different think tanks criticizing him. The media, of course, does not criticize him because the media is controlled by a few people that are basically pro-Obama. But we are headed for some really conflicts and crises over the next few years.
Well, I certainly concur with you, and I'm very, very concerned about the potential, certainly, of Russia and China developing some sort of an alliance. They would be something that would totally, I think, would counteract America. And, of course, we are a nation that is morally bankrupt and financially bankrupt. They talk about the $17.5 trillion national debt, now approaching a $17.6 trillion national debt. But if you look at it from an actuarial point of view, it's well over 85 trillion. It'd never be paid. And what are we doing? Why, we're giving away money, foreign aid, we have to borrow the money. We're actually giving money to large groups of people here in the United States, certainly in the form of welfare. Half the people are getting a check, and it all has to be borrowed. How long can you continue doing that, John?
Well, it's the same thing. We're making commitments now to the Ukraine. They're bankrupt. Don't forget also, we're still picking up the tab for Iraq, and we're picking up the tab for Afghanistan. That hasn't gone away. And all of this talk, even I had mentioned before that Obama was trying to cut the military, which is almost an impossible thing to do in the United States. That's now a fait accompli. That's not going to happen. The military now, because of what Putin is doing, is demanding newer, bigger weapon systems. There's a huge plan underway to put 50,000 drones in the air by the year 2015. The FAA, Homeland Security, FBI, and the Air Force are now finally coming to an agreement where the U.S. Congress is going to start making laws and approving the use of drones by some organizations already have drones, like the U.S. Border Patrol has drones, but they're approving various stages of drones, which will be like an internet type of thing that happened, where people are going to be investing in drone repair, drone part companies. And then our adversaries, what we call the criteria countries that conduct espionage against us, are also those countries that have big drone production. Iran, Russia, Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and, of course, Israel is way ahead of the United States in drone production in some areas. But we've managed to offend Israel in many ways. We've offended the Gulf states because of what Obama has done reaching out to Iran. And Iran is not going along with this agreement. I believe that they're going to probably abrogate the agreement and then go ahead and develop nuclear weapons anyway. They've got the support of Russia in many ways. What we've done by not supporting the opposition in Syria has stimulated Al-Qaeda in Lebanon, Iraq, and in Syria. So all of these things are coming down, and what it basically means is, as you've said many times, Stan, on your show, it's we're spending too much money. We're almost up to $18 trillion in debt, and over the last few years and the last few months, Mr. Obama and Mr. Biden have made pledges of billions of dollars all over the world to other countries. This new containment policy that we're going to have against the Chinese is going to cost us trillions. We're going back into the Philippines. We're building up Vietnam. We're going to build, send more destroyers to Taiwan because of the Spratly Island issue. And what that's going to do is make the Chinese react. And now they may build a blue water navy. They may expand. Well, they're already expanding their cyber warfare capabilities against the United States. They're moving heavily more into Africa and Latin America. And they see the precedent of what Putin did in Crimea as a reason for them possibly to go into the Spratly Islands.
Well, Cindy, if they moved into the Spratly Island, wouldn't this ultimately lead to a conflict of some sort?
Yes, I think it will, because, see, the Philippines went in and set up a base there. And the Chinese are saying they own the Spratly Islands outright. The Vietnamese are challenging them, Taiwan is challenging them, but the Philippines, they don't have the military prowess. So the United States is backing both Taiwan and the Philippines, and it's all about energy. And I think what you're going to see over the next few months is Chinese forces move into the area, probably land in the Spratlys and set up a naval base or some type of radar station initially, and then there could be a military conflict in the Pacific over the energy. And if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen in the future, because energy is so important to the world. And those countries that have energy are going to be the dominant countries of the world, the United States and Russia. China does not want to be left out, but it doesn't have its own energy. So it's got to seek energy wherever it can. And there's all kinds of oil and natural gas in the Spratly Islands. So I think there's greater chance of a conflict between Russia, excuse me, between China and the Philippines and the United States than even between what Russia is doing with the United States.
Well, do you foresee World War III coming?
I foresee a World War III coming because of the lack of respect that nations have with each other. Diplomacy has failed, okay? Let's even look at the benefit of the doubt for the Obama administration with Russia. Basically, what can we do? We can't go to war over the Ukraine. So Russia, Putin is going to be like Hitler and go in and just take the eastern Ukraine. Then he's going to use subversion and try to get Moldova. Then he's going to use subversion in countries like Romania, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Latvia. He's already using subversion, and the Chinese are helping him, in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, and in Uzbekistan. That's where all the oil and energy is. And in Central Asia, in Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and so on, China borders them, and Russia borders them. So they could split up that energy. I mean, even though the United States is going to be energy independent, okay, we probably, our position in the world in order to avoid World War III is probably to back off. I think you're going to see us move more into isolationism. I think if Mrs. Clinton is elected as president, you'll definitely see an isolationist America. And what's going to happen is China and Russia will dominate and rise up. Who knows what the Europeans are going to do, because they're scared to death of the Russians.
John, hold that thought. We're going to be back in a moment. If you're out there listening on, if you have a question for John, our telephone number, 877-547-5524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning is Tom Quirk, who has spent 25 years or more with the CIA, now has his own business. And we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello. I wanted to mention that in 1996, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization that controls approximately 1.4 billion people, well, it was first called the Gang of Six, but then in 2001, it was called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Its purpose is to destroy America and Israel militarily, and they have monthly military joint operations, and that's China, all of its bordering countries, Iran, Russia, all the countries that you've just mentioned. Will you address the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, also known as the SCO?
John, are you aware of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization?
Yeah, it's an interdisciplinary organization, and your caller is correct, not just about military, but if you look at each of the things that they do, when I say interdisciplinary, they have political goals economic goals and military goals. Let me tell you about the economic goals. They don't invite the United States to any meetings. They don't invite us to any economic trade or commerce meetings. They go out of their way to deny private and government U.S. meetings. Politically, they have their own agenda in each of their countries and surrounding countries, and they almost use overt subversion. Pardon?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. They also use an overt subversion with our allies like New Zealand and Australia, and they try to wean our allies away with economic and commerce things. Military, yes. They're forming all kinds of groups. India is not part of it, but they have parts of Vietnam, Burma, Mongolia. They have Malaysia, Indonesia. They have some of the independent countries in the Pacific. And it's an interdisciplinary political, economic, military, and cultural attack upon the United States.
But John,
and you tell us why is nobody, absolutely nobody, talking about this? I mean, you can't get a candidate to know about it. You can't get anybody talking about this.
That's because the media is tightly and rigidly controlled in America, and most Americans have no idea what's going on. I appreciate you bringing it up. Did you ever?
What can we do about it?
Ask our guest.
Well, here's one of the things. Of the 18 major media organizations in the United States, 16 are part of the Council for Foreign Relations. Okay, they have their own agenda. Americans today are just starting to learn about the one world theory, some of the conspiracy theories, but they're not just conspiracy theories. It's the establishment, it's Ivy League, the media is extremely controlled and left-wing, and that's probably why you don't hear about it. But it's a big problem. Even American departments of commerce, energy department, law enforcement, they're never invited to any of these meetings from the Shanghai group. It's a plan to marginalize and destroy the United States. That's what it is.
Yes, and what is your website?
It's my website is www.assetlocationinternational.com.
Okay, and your name again is, will you spell it?
John Quirk, Q-U-I-R-K.
Okay, thanks a lot. You're fantastic.
Again. Okay, was there anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
I think the lady's off.
All right, fine. Right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I'll have to admit, that was a new one for me, but this lady who called in, a regular caller, always has fascinating information. We appreciate it. And
That organization, the Shanghai Group, the Chinese are largely behind it. And they have a PR plan to whether there's a if it's a conference on global warming, on commerce, on fisheries, if it's a conference on energy, the Chinese only invite the people that support them. They purposely go out of their way not to invite the United States.
Well, Chris, we owe China today about $1.5 trillion, something like that. And
it's increasing every minute.
I know. And basically they're coming in, they're buying up things, not only in the United States, but all throughout the world. They're buying, you know, all sorts of corporations here, there, and elsewhere, $2 trillion. It looks like they're trying to get out of the dollar because they feel that the dollar is doomed. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that one of the Achilles weaknesses of the Chinese, as I was saying, is they don't have energy. Okay, energy is what fuels their factories, their ships, their navy, and they don't have control of energy. Russia is loaded with energy, and so is the United States. So I think over the next 5 to 10 years, China is going to be in trouble, and they're going to have to reduce some of their output And even, remember when the Japanese were expanding and they bought Radio City Music Hall some years ago and everybody said, oh, we should follow the Japanese model. I think the Chinese have the potential of running out of gas. The only advantage that they have now is they control all the shipping lanes. They control both ends of the Panama Canal, the shipping lanes on the east coast and west coast of the United States. They control both sides of the African coastline for shipping and Latin America because they're there exploiting all the resources, and they're basically using corruption and bribing people in Africa and Latin America. But eventually, I think they're going to run out of steam. But before that, there'll probably be a military conflict over the Spratly Islands, and that could get very nasty.
Well, I fear that something big is afoot. I'm not sure, quite sure what it is. But one of the things I did want to ask you, because I know you spent a great deal of time in Turkey recently, is what's really going on in Turkey. And certainly there have been sorts of rumbles between that the government there, Erdogan's government, is certainly trying to justify some sort of a conflict with Syria, then working with the other countries, and certainly with the radicals in Syria to overthrow the existing regime. What's your take on what's going on in Syria, the part that Turkey is playing, and then the other part that the other Sunni nations are playing as far as the effort to overthrow Syria?
Well, the positive thing in my view is that the Turks are trying to help overthrow Syria. They're stuck with a couple million refugees both in Jordan and in Turkey. The negative thing that I see is Obama's foreign policy. He's managed to offend Erdogan. Erdogan is full of investigations now because of corruption. But what Erdogan did that's bad, he let too many radical Islamic groups in, not just religious groups, but jihadists and radical groups. And the country is starting to fragment in terms of secular Turks leaving. The Jews have been an important part in Turkey. They're being marginalized.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is John Quirk, and John has been with the intelligence agencies for 25 years, has his own business at the present time, I just came back after many, many months over there in Turkey, and we were discussing what's going on in that part of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to get the truth through the regular means of communication. As John points out, it's rigidly controlled. Possibly the major means of communication are controlled by the people who control both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process. And we need, of course, to get an informed American people and people who really care about what's going on. But, John, you were talking about certainly what's happening there in Turkey, the fact that the...
It's the Gulen movement, who's based in Philadelphia. He's had some setbacks, but he's continuing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to overthrow the government there. So you have all of these divergent groups. And then I want to follow up on something I started. The National Security Council, which is under the president, it's in the White House. They see Russia as an institutionalized threat. They see Islamic Jihad, terrorism as a threat, and certainly China, and one more threat I'm going to mention to you. This problem with Russia could not have come at a worse time for America. Our foreign policy and national security policy is in disarray. We did not need another strong enemy like the Russians. Now we're going to be challenged by the Russians, the Chinese, and continuing Islamic terrorism. But we have another problem, and we have a problem in the United States which is labeled domestic terrorism, but the bacilli for that is the failures of Congress and Obama to accomplish anything. We have hundreds of grassroots organizations starting in America, patriot groups, middle-class Americans, lower middle class Americans that feel disaffected by what's happening in the government. And they're organizing to change the laws. They have no faith in Congress anymore. And if you look at it, the Congress constantly bickers and fights. There's great animosity between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Tea Party, which started out as being marginalized, and it seems like we're fragmenting, and a lot of middle-class Americans feel that they're really not able to be part of the American dream, and they're blaming government for it. There's more and more people that hate government and want a change in the government. And I think that from a domestic standpoint as a threat, it's probably going to be equal to an outside threat like Russia and China and Islamic terrorism. We have a lot of Americans that can't pay their mortgage payments, their electric bills, and they feel that certain groups in this country are favored upon. You have the elitism of Washington that is a perspective. You have the enabling factor of what Obama wants to accomplish with certain minority groups. And this is now being challenged, and I hope not violently, but you see this example with the Bundys, the ranchers. You see with the recent shooting of this Ku Klux Klan Aryan, and there's a lot of other Americans that are not violent, but they're just fed up with the way government is running. And if our Congress doesn't get their act together, I think you're going to see increased domestic terrorism. And I think people like China and Russia perceive that, and they're going to take advantage of the United States. We've always had this. In the 30s, we had the Ku Klux Klan, the Silver Shirts. You had demagogues like Father Coughlin. You had the German American Bund. You had the beginnings of the Communist Party in America. And it was all dissatisfaction against government. But today, it's the middle class that is disaffected by the government. And usually, in most countries of the world, it's the middle class that makes revolution. And I think that we have to get, maybe the fall elections and the next elections will show if the Republicans can get back in and they can start compromising, a lot of that will go away. If not, I think you're going to see increases in domestic terrorism in the United States.
Well, but what can we do to avoid it? I mean, certainly right now we see the government is listening to all of our telephone conversations. listening, reading our emails, reading our faxes, that's not going to solve the problem. It seems they would be much more interested in monitoring the American people than they are in stopping terrorism.
In fact, well, we still have the protections under the First Amendment. People can say anything they want. They can criticize the government and say anything they want. But where I see the fragmentation happening is, and I'm going to generalize here, you have the elitism of the East Coast media liberal establishment. You have sectional divisions between, say, the West Coast and the East Coast. You have divisions in minority groups. You have a lot of political correctness in the promotion of either same-sex marriage or pro-abortion or other aspects like that. And these things are coming into conflict without much debate. In other words, if you don't agree with same-sex marriage in this country or homosexuality, you're labeled as a bigot. The media is the catalyst for that. The media comes out of the East Coast liberal establishment. They're part of the establishment. I mean, if you look at all the news stations except a couple, most very seldom criticize Obama on Benghazi or IRS or, like you said, NSA. They don't criticize him on Syria. They don't criticize him on doing enough about Ukraine. CNN, for the last 5 weeks, only talks about the Malaysian airliner. They don't talk about major issues of the country, economic issues. And one thing that I feel is really bad about the media, they don't talk about Venezuela at all. The fact that the Marxist government there is killing students, that the Cubans have come in and basically taken over the whole country and are torturing students and eliminating democracy. Before, America used to stand up for democracy. We used to at least issue statements. We don't even do that anymore. We've backed off of trying to foster and promote democracy around the world. It's like we have an administration that's scared to death to do anything.
We're out of time, but we'll talk to you this afternoon. Looking forward to it. I'm John. We'll be with us this 3 o'clock program. God bless. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, there's so much here that is so. I hope you enjoyed the conversation with John Quirk. Remember, he referred to Gulen. Gulen's that the Sunni is trying to destabilize. Sunni Turkey, who is Gulen? Why, Gulen is one of the wealthiest men in the world, but the controlled media will never mention him. He's a multi-billionaire. Some people say $40 billion. Where does he get his money? Well, there's many people who believe he gets it through the drug industry. And, of course, well, then why isn't anything done? Why? Because he's working very closely with the CIA. He's working with the CIA to overthrow the government there, certainly in Turkey, and install a radical Islamic movement. Who is behind this whole radical Islamic movement? We are. Who created the Taliban? We did. Go back to the 1980s. We created, we financed, we made the Taliban. They were then in Afghanistan fighting the other Russians there. We've created the best enemy money could buy. Remember, we were keeping almost 90,000 troops in Afghanistan to fight the 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda that were there. We actually were keeping 90,000 troops in Afghanistan at one time to fight the 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda stationed there. Does that sound logical to you? Ladies and gentlemen, most of what's going on is logical. Don't have to believe what I say. Fortunately, you can check this out on the Internet. If you can't get it, why we recorded these things in the past. Of course, they go up there all the time. They take things down. There's a lot of things that they don't want you to know. But then they figure most Americans don't care. We're living the great life. We really couldn't care about those little things. Like, why would you keep 90,000 American troops, 40,000 NATO troops, almost 300,000 Afghan troops and police and training to fight 50 to 100 members of Al-Qaeda? You're not supposed to ask stupid questions, of course. In fact, when Steve Croft asked that question to President Obama, his reply was, well, they're plotting against us. The Al-Qaeda is plotting against us, and my job is to defend America, and that's why we're doing what we're doing in Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing that appears to be reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, I hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, will give a serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We need your help to maintain our network of stations so that 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, we can bring you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. John will be with us again at 3 o'clock this afternoon on our 3 o'clock program, and you can get that on the Internet. That's 3 o'clock Pacific time. And if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletter. We have a new section there called News on the Internet. News on the Internet is up at the top of the page below the banners, blue banners. And we hope that you'll go there, get that material, pull it down. It will keep you abreast of what's going on as I go through the Internet on a daily basis. I only think the most important articles, those that I think will help you to understand what's going on. And nothing as it appears to be. As John pointed out, certainly the media in America is primarily controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, and that's absolutely true. And this is a subversive organization formed to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and destroy Christianity. They're doing a wonderful job. Please pray for America, pray for revival. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow.